Before we start the show, real quick, we're coming up on that time of year again where Laracast has a massive, gargantuan, huge sale that just never really happens. Lots of businesses, I get emails every week. It's like they're on sale every single week. And as they say, when you're always on sale, you're actually never on sale. But you know what? The reality is they do it because it works. But I don't do that. With Laracast, you get about one really big sale a year, and that's it. And if you miss it, better luck next year. So we're coming up on it. On November 23rd, that will be Eastern Standard Time, that will be a Thursday in the United States, the sale will launch, and it will continue all the way through Friday. Now, I'm not going to tell you how much it's discounted, but it's a lot. We're talking about the price of one coffee a month to access the entire sum of everything I know about coding. It's ridiculous. And that's why I only do it once a year. So keep your eyes out for this. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeffrey_Way. You can follow Laracast on Twitter, and we will post a link to the coupon. You can subscribe to the Laracast newsletter. Just go to laracast.com, scroll down, and type your email, and I'll send it out to you. Or if you want, on November 23rd, you can tinker around with that mysterious pie button on the Laracast website. What is that for? I don't know. Does it give you a bonus? What does it do? I don't know. Maybe on Thursday you can try that out and see for yourself. But anyways, let's start the show. Today, I want to talk about kicking and screaming your way through and why that's entirely okay. So yesterday, I was pretty exhausted, and I was coming up to that point where right around 8 o'clock, I go upstairs and I try to do a 45-minute workout. I'm trying to have the discipline to do that 6 days a week. But yesterday, it was pretty hard. And you know this feeling when you're not in the mood. Maybe too much is on your mind. Maybe you're mentally drained. Or if you have a toddler like I do, they will just wear out every inch of your being. It's ridiculous. I don't think I ever appreciated how much work it actually is. But if you're in your 20s and you don't have kids, trust me, appreciate it, folks. Appreciate it, because you will never have the freedom you do right now ever again once you have kids. And you know what? That's not even to knock it, because the reality is when you have this kid, it will be your favorite thing on the planet. The phrase that you would die for your kids, I always thought was a little like, I don't know, self-serving, like, oh yeah, sure you would. But in reality, you would. Nope, once you have a kid, without even flinching, you would say, of course, take me, not the kid. That's the level of love that you will feel for this little creature, this little person. However, they will wear the crap out of you. It just the process for a toddler, a one-year-old or a two-year-old, just keeping them alive is so mentally exhausting. Like for me, I have to get up, I make them breakfast, then I go do my full day of work. Then I come home and immediately I take over for my wife so that she can have a break. And then we're having dinner, and then we have to clean up constantly because little kids, little one-year-olds, just walk around the house creating a disaster everywhere they go. They will pick up every pot, every toy. And actually on that note, you can buy them as many toys as you want, but they're gonna reach for the non-toys even more. They're going to reach for the pillows and the pots and the pans and every single thing that they shouldn't touch. Every piece of electronics or a phone or a remote. Say goodbye to your remote because you're never going to find it again. So anyways, it's incredibly exhausting. So yesterday I was in that state. I was worn down and I was trying to psych myself up to go do my workout because I'm trying to be as disciplined about that as possible. And I was just kind of kicking and screaming about it. And then it occurred to me, and this is nothing overly insightful, but it's just something that went through my head. It's perfectly okay to kick and scream your way through as long as you do the freaking work. And that doesn't mean you act like a brat. That doesn't mean you verbally complain to those around you. But I'm more referring to the inner dialogue that we all have, the little battle that goes on inside your head where you're thinking, no, I don't want to do this. I can't do it. And you'll create every excuse in the book for why it's not possible at this time. When in reality, all you have to do is just do it. Go get on the computer and work on that project or go outside and do your run and shut up about it. You know, it's perfectly okay to inside your head, kick and scream your way through it as long as you do the job. because ultimately that's the only thing that matters. So when you finally finish that project you've been trying to do in your spare time, you're not going to look at the fruits of that project and think, oh, I complained a lot of the way through it. No, you're going to be so proud of yourself that you finished something. Because we talked about this before in the podcast. So many people, likely the majority of people, if we're honest, they don't finish anything. We're all this way. I'm not being judgmental. You're not being judgmental. It's just a reality of things. Most people never finish. And it's because, once again, inside our head, we'll create every excuse for it. And the reality is, maybe the excitement is gone. The boredom has crept in. You've entered that phase where you actually have to do work. And that's not the fun part. The fun part is brainstorming and imagining this empire you're going to build, or this amazing website with all of these features, or imagining the marathon that you're going to run. That part is really fun. What's not as fun is having to do the work every single day, having to put in little bits of work every single day. And that act and that workflow and that process of chipping away at it is seriously, it's the key, it's the secret sauce. You can't just do it sporadically, because if you do it one day, you start it and you do it one day, when you're done, you're not going to see anything. It looks like nothing, right? You do it 2 days in a row, great, but you don't really see much there, right? And then you wait 12 days and you work on it, but half of that time is spent kind of recapping where you left off last, and then you chip away a little bit. And nothing. It's just going too slow. The only way to make this work is to chip away at it every single day, or as close to every single day as you can justify. And that process, if we're honest, it's not fun. Sometimes it really sucks. Sometimes it's literally the last thing you want to do. So you have two choices. One, like everyone else, you don't do it. You sit on the couch and you ignore it. And you convince yourself that it was the correct choice, that you didn't have time to do it anyways, or your body wasn't ready for it, or some kind of junk lie you've spoon-fed to convince yourself that you actually made the responsible choice by sitting on your butt instead of getting up and doing the work. So that's one option. Now, option two is to have the discipline to say, you're right, it's not what I want to do at this moment. It's not what I feel like doing. What I feel like doing is sitting on the couch. But you know what? I am an adult and I am mature enough to know this is what I need to do. This is what's in my best interest. And yes, I may kick and scream, but I'm going to do the work. And that is the only thing that matters. Are you doing the work, or are you sitting on the couch? And it's honestly funny to me that this even has to be said. And remember, as I'm speaking to you, I'm really talking to myself. I'm really trying to convince myself here. We all do this a lot where you're constantly having this inner struggle where you're trying to convince yourself the right way to go, or the right way to feel about things, or the right way to respond to certain things. And that's no different than with every single podcast I've recorded here. But yeah, it's just funny to me that it even has to be said, because it's just such obvious advice. Oh, you're saying when you do the work, good things happen? Yeah, it's the most basic brain-dead grandmother or grandfather advice you can get. But the truth is, nobody actually follows it. Very, very few people do follow it. And when you see those who do, it's so clear that they've put in the effort and they've put in the hours. That mystical 10,000-hour mark we always talk about, the idea being to master or to become an expert in anything, whatever it happens to be, as quickly as possible, get yourself to that 10,000-hour point. It's the same sort of thing. And that's what this all breaks down to, having the discipline to work out or do a side project or to learn a new language or run a marathon, whatever it happens to be. It doesn't matter. The end goal is we're just pushing as best as we can toward that 10,000-hour mark. And you know, maybe I'm thinking about this more lately, because I am like a new parent, and I do feel like, I think we've talked about this before, I feel like transitioning to that new phase of your life makes you think about some things more. It really makes you think about what it means to be an adult, or in my case, what it means to be a dad or a father, and what actually encapsulates that. You actually take some time to think about what are the qualities that this new role I've been thrown into should have. You don't think about that before. At least I didn't. But when you are now responsible for another life form, because that's the reality, you're responsible for this life, you actually start thinking more responsibly, or at least you start adding that weight to your shoulders. Maybe it's an evolutionary thing. I'm not entirely sure, but nonetheless, in the last year, I have found myself thinking about these things quite a bit more. Not being a whiner, not being a complainer. I can do it in my head if I want, but it's got to stay locked in there. On the outside, I'm just going to shut up and do the work. Because I always had it in my head when I looked at people years ago, when I would look at successful people, you know, you do that thing in your head where you cut yourself some slack and you think, well, they're that way because of X, Y, and Z, right? Well, I'll never look like that because they have the genetics, right? And there's actually, let's be frank, there is some truth to that. I'm never going to look like Michael Jordan. It's not going to happen. But it's still unhealthy that we do those things where we cut ourselves some slack and we give ourselves a get out of jail free card for doing nothing, where you pick up the victim card and my hands are tied. I can't do anything here because I don't have the right genetics. Or if you look at one of your peers who maybe is further ahead of you, than you would like. Once again, you think, well, they don't have to deal with all the junk I do, so it's not my fault. And once again, it's turning yourself into a victim when you know what? More often than not, it's because they're doing the work and you're not. Maybe not always, but I would say more often than not. You can't hide this stuff. That's one nice thing about careers like ours. You can't fake it. You either know how to do these things or you have no clue. So when you meet somebody who writes code and thinks of code in a much more clear and natural way than you do, maybe they just have this special brain power that you don't, or maybe they're putting in the hours and you're not.